turn now to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, page 1220, page 1220 in your Schofield Bible, starting with verse 12. We'll read through verse 15. We'll read these verses responsively, the 13th verse being the text verse for this morning's message. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful, so very, very thankful for our church. We're thankful that it's been based upon thy word. Its foundation is secured in thy eternal word. We're thankful for men of God who've come to this place through the years. We're thankful especially for our preacher now, and how we pray that you'd use him once again behind this pulpit to bring to us another truth from thy word. We pray that you'd help us to be attentive as thou wouldst deserve our attention. Help us to focus upon the message and upon the things that have to do with our not only hearing of it, but the doing of thy word. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
I know why she sang that song, same reason I'm preaching this sermon. We did not get together and decide what we're going to match our special in our sermon. But she said, when I'm tried and tested, Miles and I went to a hospital to see Wes Wilson. Wes Miller was not there, to our total disappointment, but we talked about it. How many of our young men have suffered, and numbers of them have passed away. We also went by to see one of our ladies, members of many years, Sadie Henderson. Sadie Henderson had a leg amputated recently. And then we drove over to North Chicago to see the Joe Murkowski. The Joe's a young man, had a brain tumor for these months, and we visited him. We're encouraged somewhat, by the way. But I think when Ms. Hiles came back, she decided to change her special because of the testing that our people endure. And I was going to preach another sermon this morning. I decided not to preach it. I decided to bring another message as a result of the tremendous number of burdens that we've faced, I mean our people have faced, and I've heard about this week. And so I want to talk to you this morning on God's proving ground. God's proving ground. I want you to open your Bibles again to 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'm going to speak on four words lifted from that verse, four words lifted from 1 Corinthians 10:13. This is one of those verses. I have enough sermons. This is not a new sermon, by the way, but I have enough sermons on 1 Corinthians 10:13. I could preach a series of sermons on this one verse. I want you to notice it. There hath no temptation. That's the first word I'm going to talk to you about. Temptation. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. That's the second word I'm going to emphasize this morning. The word able. First word, temptation. Second word, able. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape. That's the third word I'm going to talk about this morning. The word escape. That you may be able to bear it. That's the fourth word. The word bear. So, temptation, able, escape, and bear. I'll preach on this morning God's proving ground. Will you close your Bibles, please, and let me preach to you and try to help you as I take this text. Our Heavenly Father, all I ever want to do is be a blessing. I don't ever recall in all these years, over 50 years of pastoring, nearly 53 years of being a Baptist preacher, I don't ever recall asking you to help me preach a good sermon. I don't even recall thinking about that. I'm not concerned about good sermons. I'm concerned about helping the people whom I love and whom I've tried to serve for these almost 39 years. Now, dear God, there's a heap of suffering in this room this morning, and I pray you'd help me to explain why. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm lifting out four words this morning. First is the word, and check my treble up there, please, and put it where it usually is. First is the word temptation. I called your attention this morning, the word temptation. I'll ask you not to take notes. Put your pens up and your pencils up. Nobody take, it's a preaching time, not classroom time. So put your pens and pencils up, please. The word temptation has nothing to do, everybody listening, everybody watching, has nothing to do with temptation to sin. When it says there's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, God is not saying that everybody is tempted to get drunk, or everybody is tempted to curse, or everybody is tempted to take narcotics. That's not what it means. The word temptation here is the word which means being tried, as Ms. Howell sang about a while ago. Being tried. There is no trying or trial taken you, but such as is common to man. Or let me paraphrase this way. Being checked out. God's checking you out. Look at me. God is checking you out. There's no being checked out. God is, or better still, being proved. God's trying to prove you. And that's what the trials are all about. To see if you're qualified to be used. And the word persecution comes from the word pursue, which means being chased. That means that hardship, heartache, burdens, and trials are chasing you. Now, why are they chasing you? They're chasing you to see if you're qualified to be used of God. Let me make three statements here in parenthesis. One, God wants to use all of us. How many times have I said this? You're no uh-oh with God. God didn't look down one day and see you and say, I got to keep that guy busy to keep him out of trouble. God made you for a specific task. Now, God, first, He wants to use all of us. Parenthesis statement number two, He wants to see if we can take it. That's what your trials are all about. God's testing you, as she said a while ago, sang a while ago. He wants to see if you can take it. And number three, so He gives us, hear me now, He gives us a sample of what we will endure later on to see if He can take it. So God comes along. See, God's got a job for you to do, and the job for God is never easy. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So God has a job for you to do, but God wants to see if you can take the battle He wants you to fight or do the job He wants you to do. So what does God do? God sends you a sample or a specimen of what you'll have to do in the future to see if you can take it. Let me illustrate. When I was a paratrooper, or training for the paratroopers, they had what they called the 300-foot tower. How many ex-troopers are here? Raise your hand, would you please? All right, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Remember the 300-foot tower? Did you take your training to Fort Benning, Georgia? All right, those big 300-foot towers. Now, what did they do? They put you in a harness. They put me, I was in the harness, just the same kind of harness I'd be in if I was jumping out of an airplane, the parachute harness. There was a huge ring. I mean a huge ring. I don't know how far in diameter, but a big ring that was exactly the size of the parachute when the parachute was open. They took some kind of little hooks or something and put those hooks and attached the parachute to this big ring. Now we're on the ground now. So this parachute I'm in the harness of the parachute, and this parachute is attached to this big ring. And there's a great big giant tower there. And then once the parachute is attached to that ring, and I'm in the harness, they begin to lift that parachute 300 feet up in the air. Now, there I am in the harness, and the parachute above me attached to that big ring. Now, once you get up there, they have a way of unhooking those rings. So now I'm coming down from 300 feet in with a parachute over me. What am I doing? I'm doing a little bit of what I would do, or feeling a little bit of what I would feel if I jumped out of an airplane. Now, then they had what they call, I think it's called the 37-foot tower, or 34, what's it called? 34-foot tower. Now, that was a tower. Once again, you had the harness on, the parachute harness, but what you did, you jumped out of that 34-foot tower. Now, that was scarier than the 300-foot tower, because there's nothing under you and no parachute over you. And you fell the length of the risers, what do they call them? The belt that held you. And you fell. And then, all of a sudden, before you got to the ground, you stopped, and you felt the same jar that you feel when the parachute was open. For example, the first time I jumped out of an airplane, I didn't have my parachute attached tightly enough, and it just literally took the skin right off here. I mean, I had a belt of skin just taken right off. But the 34-foot towers, where so you could feel what it was like. Now, what was it? They were testing to see if you could take jumping out of an airplane. And so they tested us, are you listening to me? In the 300-foot tower and the 34-foot tower, and if we washed out there, we wouldn't get to jump. Now, God, that's what you college students, God's putting you through training here to see if you can take it out there in the field. You preacher boys, you can't take it in college. You dead sure can't take it out there at the deacon's meetings, I'll tell you for sure. Now, what they were doing was this. Hey, that's why God gives you trials. God doesn't give you trials so that he doesn't like you. God gives you trials because he wants to see if you can take the real battle. And then every day we had to run 10 miles. And every day we had to do 90 push-ups with a full field pack on the back, 90 pounds on your back, 90 push-ups every day. Now, what were they doing? By the way, if we could not take the 300-foot tower, we dead sure couldn't take jumping out of an airplane. And if we couldn't take the 34-foot tower, we dead sure couldn't take jumping out of an airplane. And if we couldn't take running 10 miles a day and doing 90 push-ups, we dead sure couldn't make it on the battlefield. So what did they do? They took a bit of the battlefield and gave it to us in Fort Benning, Georgia, to see if we could take it. Now, of the 1,100 men who started out, 309 finished the training, and the rest of them couldn't take it. Let me ask you a question. In the Lord's battlefield, are you one of those who can take it or not? God sends you burdens and trials. That's what the word temptation means. The word temptation here means to see if you're qualified to be used of God. And those burdens, by the way, are just as much training as learning the Bible in college. Now, the same thing's true in Howells Henderson College. College is a sample of the pastorate. You young preacher boys, and I won't dwell just on preacher boys, because I'm preaching to everybody this morning. If you can't take Howells Henderson College, you won't take the pastorate. If you can't stand basic training, you'll not be able to make it on a battlefield. And one of the finest things ever happens to you is to have it tough in college. I feel sorry for the people who have their tuition paid by a rich dad somewhere. I feel sorry for those guys. All you got to do is play basketball and go to the post office. I feel sorry for you. I tell you, the guys that I think have it made right, proper, that's those guys that get up in the morning early and go take their classes and then rush to a job somewhere. Maybe they have a family to support. By the way, you single fellas, you haven't got any business washing out of Howells Henderson College. A guy can come here with three or four kids and make it. You can dead sure make it by yourself. Every time I have some young man, pardon me, young male, come to my office and say, I had to quit college because of financial trouble. And I say, how many kids do you have? None. How long have you been married? I'm not married. I'm single. I want to throw up on him in Jesus' name. I really do. I'm trying to tell you, you listen to me. You listen well. Brother, if you can't make it through college as a single man, the best thing you do is pull out of college and go home and don't clutter up the ministry of your carcass. Now back to my sweet Father's Day sermon. She sang it a while ago. God's testing you to see if you can take it so He can see if He can use you for something greater. The basic training in paratroopers, God was testing and gave us a little of what we'd have to face out yonder on the battlefield or jumping out of airplanes on a battlefield. And God is seeing if He can take it. And the college training is seeing if you can take it out yonder when you get on the battlefield. I look back here and see a missionary this morning. Missionary to the Philippines. You have no idea what he's been through. None. Disease, illness, all kinds of opposition. You know why he's toughed it out? Because he toughed it out in college. You know why that a guy like Rick Martin over in the Philippines has toughed it out in the Philippines? Because he toughed it out in college. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If God is putting you through the trial, you just say, praise the Lord, he's testing me out to see if I can do something for him. I said the word temptation. Second word I want to call your attention, listen carefully to me, is able. Bible said that no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. What does that mean? That means that every one of you can pass basic training. Somebody said to me, Brother Hiles, I can't take any more. Oh, yes, you can. God knows your load limit. And God will not place any bigger load on you than you can bear. So you are able. I said, you are able. Somebody said, Brother Hiles, I just can't go any farther. Oh, yes, you can. Brother Hiles, I just can't make it. Oh, yes, you can. Brother Hiles, I've had all I can take. Oh, no, you haven't either. Because God in heaven will not place. Hey, those guys and the paratroopers weren't trying to kill me. I thought they were. But they weren't trying to kill me. What good would it mean for them to kill? They weren't trying to put me in a hospital and maim me. They were trying to get me ready to go fight against the Hitler's forces and the Japanese forces. And he was trying to get me to go fight in the warfare. But they knew that if I fought in the warfare, I'd have to be tough. And if God's going to use you, you've got to be tough. And so God sends you burdens and heartaches to see if you're tough enough to take the battle. I said, you're able. All can pass this basic training. All can finish college. All, A-L-L, can finish college. All can endure trials. All can pass and prove themselves to the use of God. Listen, I'm not making light of your burdens this morning. I'm telling you why. The tragic thing is for you to go through those burdens and never get to the battlefield. The tragic thing is to get prepared to do something for God and you don't do it. I'm trying to tell you this morning that God does not place any burden on you. You cannot bear. He does not place any obstacle on you. You cannot overcome. He does not place any heartache on you. You cannot take. I'm saying God says you're able. The first word we looked at was the word temptation. Second word, the word able. I cut up an awful lot with Roy Moffitt. It's because I love him, but I admire him tremendously. You heard me say it, Brother Moffitt came to me while he was in college. And he said, Brother Hiles, I cannot pass college. I cannot. He was a married man. He's with the house. I just can't make the grade. I said, yes, you can. He said, I just can't do it. I said, yes, you can. He said, Brother House, I cannot pass the courses. I'll not be able to get my degree. And I said, yes, you can, and yes, you will. Listen to me. I'm talking to you. I said, get back to Howells Henderson College and get in those classes and pass your classes and get your degree. And Moffitt did go back to Howells Henderson College. He did get in those classes. He did pass his and get his degree. Let me tell you something. Today, he's one of the most respected assistant pastors in America. I happen to know he's had a lot of burdens since he became a preacher. But the reason he's been able to take those burdens is because he took the basic training. Temptation. Testing. To see if you can take it. A basic training to see if you can be used on the battlefield. A college training to see if you can be used out yonder in the work somewhere. Able. Yes, you can. Third word. Oh, listen carefully. I like this one. Escape. It says, there's no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted but you're able, and will with the temptation also make a way of escape. Now listen carefully. He didn't say from the temptation you'll escape. He said with the trial you'll escape. Now that word escape is a very interesting word. You guys want to check it up in the Greek. You'll be surprised what it means. It means this. Follow me carefully. It means God says, I'm testing you by trials. You just wait until Joe Mahowski gets well. You just wait until some of these folks been through it. You just wait and see what they do for God. God said, I'm testing you to see if I can use you. Then he says, you are able, get it now, you're able to take whatever you've got to take in this time of testing. Now hear me carefully. The word escape, with the temptation, make a way to escape. But the word escape here means when you get out in the battle, you can still take it. Are you listening? That's what it says. It says, you're being tested in the training. The 30-foot tower, 34-foot tower, being tested. God said, you can make this training. Then he said, I'll see to it that you can make it. But then he said, when you escape with your temptation out to the battlefield, you can still make it on the battlefield. What's he saying? He's saying to me, as a young man in college, he's saying to me, you can make it through college. You're married, but you can make it through college. It's not easy, but you can make it through college. Then he said, after you make it through college, you also can make it for 50 years as a pastor. That's what he's saying. So God is saying, temptation, I'm testing you to see if I can use you. Abel, you can stand it. Escape, you can still take it out when you get on the battlefield. Bear, the word bear. It means you can hold up now. What does it mean? It means, Brother Moffitt, when you were in college, you could make it. Now you're out of college, you're on the battlefield, you can still make it. It means, Brother Jeff, when you were in college, you can make it. God says you can make it, you can take it. Now he says you can take what you've got to face on the battlefield. He's saying, Brother Sisson, Brother O'Claire, and Brother Keith, and all these men on the platform, he's saying it was tough in college. It was tough. I was testing you. And let me tell you something. You work hard, and you have a tough time. Bless God, he's just trying to check you out and see if you can take it. Let me say this morning, and this is bragging, but I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself for one great reason. And now listen, you shouldn't be proud. One sin is not going to hurt anybody. Three words. I've taken it. I've taken it. I'm 71 years old. I've been on the battlefield for over 50 years. There's not a battle a preacher can face that I haven't had to face in these 50 years. And let me tell you something. If I'd have washed out of college, I'd never have taken it these 50 years. God sent me a little sampling down at East Texas Baptist College, and he said, this is a part of what you're going to face for a lifetime. Now he said, I'm testing you. I'm trying to prove you. I want to see if you can take it. That's God. I want to be one of those people that can take it. You little washouts. I can't take anymore. Well, get a gun and blow your head off. I didn't say brains. I said head. Oh, I want to thank God for these people. When they face the burden and face the heartache and face the trial, they keep on going and don't turn back, and they pass the test, and God said, now put
you in the Philippine Islands. I'll now put you in Nigeria. Now I'll put you out in the mission field. Now I'll give you a great church to pastor. Now I'll use you as a Sunday school teacher. Now I'll help you rear a preacher boy in your home. Now I'll help you. Why? Because you stood the test of training. God said, now I have proved you. You, I can use you. And thus God, he said this to. He said, the same God that took care of you on the 300-foot tower will take care of you when you jump out of the airplane. Temptation. Trying you. I look back and see that my house gets here this morning. They've been through the fire. I said, through the fire. Why do you folks go to the fire? They've been through the fire. I could just go across this man right here. God wanted to use him to become what he is, the greatest high school principal in the world. God reached down and he allowed him to have a cancer in one of his eyes. He has one good eye and one artificial eye this morning. God was trying to see if he could take it. And he did. I said he did. Now then, God is using him to be what he is, what he could be. If you can make the 300-foot tower, God said, I can trust you jumping out of the airplane. If you can make the 34-foot tower, I can trust you on the battlefield to jump out of the airplane. But if you can't handle that basic training and that 10-mile run every day, and those 90 push-ups and towers, if you can't handle that in training, you'll not handle it on the battlefield. Ladies and gentlemen, that means this. That means if you're going through the trial, look up and say, hallelujah, God's testing me, and I am going to stand the test so God can use me someday. Then the word bear is what it means. It means hold up right now. Listen carefully. How can I make it through the basic training? How can I take these burdens and heartaches? God simply says, one step at a time. I've got 10 miles to run today. Not today, bless God. But I did what I can do. I can run 10 feet without stopping. And I've got 10 miles to run. And I'm running at 10 miles. I've got 3 miles run. I got 7 to go. I never said to myself, 7 more miles and I'll be through. I said, I've just got one more step to go. Just one more step. Just one more step. Just one more step. You don't look down the road and say, oh, I can't take all that's facing me. No, you don't have to take all that's facing you. You just take what you're bearing today. I'd be down on my hands and knees, or toes and knees, doing push-ups, and I'm not going to show you how many I can do this morning. It would embarrass some of you fellas, of which I am one. I've been down on my hands like this. I've done 20 push-ups. I said, just 70 more. No, I didn't. I said, one more. Just one more. That's what you do. You don't say, I can't make it through 4 years of college. You say, I'll make it today. You don't say, I cannot make it through this trial I'm facing. You say, I'll make it today. I'll take one more step. I'll do one more push-up. I didn't say in training, I only made 19 jumps. I didn't make that first jump and say, only 18 more. I've never made it. I just said, one more. I did one more at a time. Many a time in these 50 years of pastoring, I've gotten up in the morning and I've said, dear God, help me to make it today. Please listen to me. You not listen to a man that thinks he's preaching what he's preaching is true. You listen to a man that's practiced it for 50 years. Time and time again, I've gotten up in the morning. When I face a tough day and I'm in a burden in his house, I'll tell you, I go to the washroom and I cough. I have a nervous cough. And I'd go to the washroom and I'd cough and cough and cough. And I never have said, dear God, help me to endure this lawsuit. Help me to endure this battle. I'd get on my knees right there before the laboratory and say, "Dear God, I'm going to make it today. I'm going to make it today." And that's the way you get your degree. And that's the way you pass the training. And that's the way you make it when you get out on the battlefield. And God is using you. You just face today. Doesn't stop there, though. I'll be through in just about 2 minutes now. Doesn't stop there. Once you get on the battlefield, God's preparing you for a bigger battlefield. So if you can take the first battlefield, God will give you a bigger battlefield. When I was a young preacher, pastor of the Grange Hall Baptist Church in Marshall, Texas, I faced some battles. Now, I got out of college. I had finished basic training. I had finished my college. I had proven to God I could make it through college. So God said, "I think I can trust you now in East Texas at the Grange Hall Baptist Church." And the burdens came. Bigger burdens came. And I handled those and took those. And God said, "Now I'll put you in Garland, Texas, and a bigger opportunity." And bigger burdens came. And one day God said, "Now I'll put you in the Chicago area," and bigger burdens came. And after 39 years of bearing those burdens, bless God, we're enjoying the best days we've ever enjoyed. Why? I'll tell you why. Because God is looking for somebody who can stand the test. Now I'll close with this. You know what's overrated? That growing old is bad. I think I told you about the Catholic priest and the rabbi and the Baptist preacher talking about when life begins. The Jewish rabbi said life begins at conception. And the Catholic priest said, "You're wrong. Life begins at the first heartbeat of the baby in the womb." And the Baptist preacher said, "Both of you are wrong. Life begins when your last child leaves home." It's not bad being old, is it? But one of the best, listen to me, I'll close. If you don't listen to me, I won't close. One of the great things about growing old, and I mean this, and I wish I could tell you the joy of it. I can see the end approaching. So far I've made it. I want to make it. I want to finish the course. And I look out and I said, "Don't take ahead much longer. I believe I'm going to make it." That's one of the blessings of growing older. I want to make it. But if I can't, if I'm going to make it till I see Him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher by faith, if I'm going to make it till I see Him, I've got to make it back here in the 300-foot tower. I've got to make it on a 34-foot tower. I've got to make the 10-mile run. I've got to do the 90 push-ups. I've got to stand the test when I'm being tested to see if I can be used. And when I'm being used, I've got to stand the test to see if God can use me more. And when I'm used more, I've got to stand the test to see if God can use me even more. So ladies and gentlemen, with your burden and heartache, look up and say, "Glory to God, I'm going to take it. I'm going to hang in there. I'm not turning back. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. You're praying as I onward bound or plant my feet on higher ground." Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. God's getting ready to use you. He's testing you to see if He can promote you to a bigger opportunity. Would you bow your heads, please?